Hey everyone, it's 10:01, so that means you just, bye Bill, checked into Soibus, hold the dairy. Soibus, I gotta get you on the boards, but right now your mic's off. But while I'm doing that, tell us something. Tell us what the first thing you thought about today, this morning was. Was it stress? Were you overcome with stress?
Nick, why you gotta be in my head like that? I wish I woke up with sunshine on my mind, but no, yeah, indeed it was things that I have to do today. But ain't that the truth, you know? Ain't that the working world? And so, hey, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be having this day.
Ain't that a shame?
Could be a song
to start on. But I actually have a song I would like to start on. So, cut that out, Spence. Alright, well, let's get into the music. Maybe we'll pick up, our minds will flutter and pick up some speed, and then we'll talk about something that everyone's curious about.
Yeah, call in. We want to know what the people want to know. We want to talk about what the people want to talk about. So, you know the number. It's WMFO. That's not the full number, but it's 855-915-WMFO. So please call in and let us know what do you want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a conversation. Okay.
My mother.
Tell us how in our own day can we make love with open eyes while watching our friends go astray. Pictures of some better light should really come to mind, but I can't see no one around who isn't left behind. All for the love of no one's money. Could be for the love of someone's wife. It's not for the love of men in general. Better start again when we know it's right. men confide, and priests they hardly know. Can you see, would you be a man who's on his own? A girl I know is lying low, reaching for her dream. Go and rent her love dispenser, learn just what I mean. When you know I'm right, you don't have to take my word. Keep on talking, continue walking till you're inside Mother Earth. Born to sleep on this world, covered by their dreams. When they wake, someone will shake and rip out all the seams. All for the love of no one's money. Could be for the love of someone's wife. It's not for the love of man in general. Better start again when we know it's right.
Nikki.
It was, I spilled dry powder everywhere. Alright, so we started that set off with Que Sera Sera by, well not by, but covered by Sly and the Family Stone. We've been having a lot of conversations about covers in the house lately, haven't we?
The ethical kind of questions of them.
The ethical questions, exactly. And curious what you think, actually, about, like, the financials of it, you know? Like, if someone, like, let's use Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness, as an example. Not his song, but kind of his song, because he completely changes it, you know, and it has become the most listen to, I would say.
Version of that song.
Yeah. You know, there's others like Bing Crosby's version, and Frank Sinatra did it, and Aretha Franklin. But it is Otis Redding's that is, seems to be like the one that people think. Yeah.
Who wrote it?
It was a Tin Pan Alley song, so it's like not really... I don't think it's known like a, composers kind of kinda right. just made as sheet music so people sure. could play it in their parlors.
At their vaudevilles, yes.
Thank you, Daryl.
You're welcome.
Daryl's a gem.
Daryl is a gem. So should Otis Redding get the... Like, how... Like, should Otis Redding get money for each time, you know, the song is played? His version? Even though... It is bouncing off of the, you know, creation of somebody else.
Do you feel like there's a difference because it wasn't a known artist?
I think it is an interesting one because it was, like... music made for a different time when it was like sheet music rather than recordings that brought you money as a composer. So that is a little funky. But I don't know.
It's not like those other artists aren't able to earn money from the song, their own version of the song, right?
Right. Well, yeah, I get confused when it's like, okay, maybe you're not making money from that song specifically, but if that song is on an album of yours, and maybe the reason people are buying the album is because, like, that's a sick, you know, cover of a song.
Right.
So it's like, maybe people bought Otis Redding's album for the Trial of Tenderness, let's just say.
Right.
You know, but, so it's like still, I guess it's, could still be making you money even if that song itself individually isn't making you money. But it's also like, why should, if the song wasn't going to be played before, like if because no one really listens to like Tin Pan Alley
right
songs much, so it's like, why should the descendants of those people, or you know, the estate of that person, like be profiting off of like the work of Otis Redding, who then like opened it up to a whole different, you know, sphere of listeners. So it's complicated stuff.
It's complicated stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to... I don't know how I feel about it, honestly. I feel like there's an interesting question of power dynamics too, in terms of if a not so famous band is covering a very famous band, is that viewed in a different light than a really famous band who's already seen success, you know, covering an artist that's maybe... But then you could maybe argue that bigger band is now giving this smaller band the platform.
Right. No answer. And then there's all these interesting like copyright rules where you know, you can copyright melodic lines and lyrics and guitar parts, but you can't copyright rhythm, like drums and bass, I guess. Well, maybe bass, depending on how the bass is used. Well, that's so strange because it is like sometimes the drums in a song are the characteristic that people are drawn to, and you know, like it's the X factor of the song.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
We were talking about recently, I remember, about the Marvin Gaye stuff, right, where his like estate
he's
like going after...
Who are they going after again?
I think Blurred Lines,
right,
and also
Ed Sheeran. Interesting.
So not quite sure exactly the details of the case, but an opinion was brought out that like, just like the Ed Sheeran version at least is like it's like a simple chord progression, or like it's like a chord progression.
Right.
Where's the line there?
That's the thing, is like, obviously everyone's like stealing, you know? Like, you're not just gonna create a new genre out of, you're like drawing from, I don't know. It's weird stuff. Like the same, you can find the same chord progression in thousands of different
songs.
Or
just like transposed up or down. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's also like, once it's not even Marvin Gaye, you know, like, it was the work of Marvin Gaye that allowed, I don't know, something about him not being around anymore, but still, like, the people he's associated with having an ownership of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, kind of. I'm not sure how I feel.
Just how I feel. But if you feel a certain way about this hot topic issue, please call it
855-915-WMFO.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I feel like we've been talking, yabbering, perhaps.
Yeah, let me. So then we. Go. Just to finish the recap, we had the Strokes, You Only Live Once, FJ McMahon, Enough, It Is Done, and then Vampire Weekend with Sunflower.
That's a good one.
What you got, Spence?
I got some disco.
Disco, yes.
Not that one. I don't want to call it. Maybe not disco.
Oh, that's disco, baby.
a little song about a couple that was in love. And they had to break up. And they ran into each other on the street one day, and here's the conversation.
Greetings,
Earthlings.
We just played for you Chili, For Your Love. And then we had We're Still Friends by Donny Hathaway, a live version of that. Then we had the Super Dopplers with Over and Over. And you just heard the Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. Coming up on the last quarter of our power hour.
Already?
Wow. Already.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth. Just a reminder, you're listening to Soibus Hold the Dairy on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
El Radio. And next on the radio, we'll be having DJ D.
DJ D with Dance Music Express.
You know it, you love it.
He always brings the fuego.
The fire. But yeah, make sure to stay tuned for that. And yeah, maybe we've got a couple more in us. But frankly, we're exhausted.
Yeah, we're exhausted.
A lot of radio this morning.
Maybe we'll do a silent 15 minutes for all you nappers out there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're on your way to work, pull over. Take a little nap. not at the wheel. Okay. Spence, what you got?
I got a classic.
The river's running dry.
The river. Ain't that the truth? This is one that's been covered a bunch, going back to our earlier conversation.
Should we repeat that conversation just in case listeners didn't hear it the first time?
Yes, sorry. Nick and I were having a heated ethical debate over cover songs. What do they mean?
Fists were flying. Powdered coffee was everywhere.
Tears. Tears in the studio. Tears of joy. Yeah, so this one's a cover song written by J.J. Cale, covered by a bunch of people. You probably know the one. This is the Eric Clapton version, and I absolutely love it.
Very nice.
Friend, shuffle on down the Broadway. One, two,
I need you, baby, if it's quiet. thank God I'm alive. We're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Okay. Oh, bring
WMFO Medfa.